Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Q&A call today. It's Brent Martin and Dana Wolf, and we're here with Lyme Less, Live More. And we have been getting some really incredible responses for this 21-day cleanse that we are kicking off today. And it's not too late for you if you haven't signed up yet. And we really just want to take this time and this call to answer your questions, really help you give a better understanding of what this cleanse is, why we decided to do this cleanse, and how it's going to work. And it's going to, I think, you know, when we lay it all out for you, you get a lot better perspective on the purpose of this cleanse, purpose of cleanses in general. And, you know, at the end of this call, I think you're going to really understand more about, you know, the gravity, you know, the potential that cleanses have to offer in general. So I want to start with some of you on this call may not know who we are, and I would like to, you know, take a moment to share with you, you know, some of our story and how we got here and how we're all meeting today. So I'd like to first really introduce Dana. A lot of people know Dana from the documentary film Under Our Skin, and she was the one on the YouTube, the YouTube girl, as a lot of people call her. And she's also, you know, was featured in the new Under Our Skin 2 Emergence film with the, you know, with the follow up and kind of where she's at now. And hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, of course, happy to be here. And so tell us, you know, what's brought you here today?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Since the film Under Our Skin, that was 7 years ago, when that film was released, there was just a flood of people trying to get a hold of me, wondering what I was doing to get well. And over all those years, it just kept going and going, and this person's friend, you know. And honestly, I was overwhelmed with it and couldn't help people on an individual level. So I finally got to the point where I could talk about Lyme again. There was a period where I didn't even want to talk about Lyme disease. And I still don't want to talk about Lyme disease in isolation. I want to talk about what it means to heal, because we know it's not just about killing off this bug. There's a multitude of other things going on. So I decided I wanted to share, and, you know, online sharing is the best way to reach a lot of people. And Brent and I serendipitously met through a mutual friend where Brent was also having similar to us at the same time. Brent also has a Lyme story. He was a gifted athlete and went down with Lyme for almost 10 years.
Over 10 years, yeah.
And, you know, we're like, you know, we have our little chips. I'm about 14 years having dealt with it. Brent's coming up on that. So we're veterans to the process, and we just love to share with you what we've learned. And we're really good. We're really, really well, you know, overall. That's not to say that we aren't going to spend the rest of our lives keeping ourselves in balance. And that's a huge reason why we're doing a cleanse, because you probably are all feeling this. We are very sensitive individuals.
That's exactly it, you know, and, you know, there's always that big question, you know, when you first get hit with Lyme, you go into treatments and protocols. There's a lot of overwhelm there. I have antibiotics. You know, what should I do? And then, you know, then there's this huge chunk of us who've come out the other side of that, but then are still noticing, wow, am I relapsing? Am I, you know, why do I still feel bad some days? And, you know, what we've all found is that, you know, one reason we all got sick to begin with, you know, and maybe continue feel poorly, is that we are sensitive individuals, we're a little bit maybe more high maintenance than the average bear. And these cleanses is you know, in ways of self-care, and specifically this cleanse that we're putting together is what we found to is basically foundational and critical to not having the dips, not having the fallbacks. And whether it's after you have been, you know, treated or even during treatment, these are the foundational principles that are needed just to basically shift your body back into a healing state. How do we get back to a healing mode rather than fighting illness? How do we get back to healing? And so flipping that switch from fighting illness to basically healing is where we always want to stay and be.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we talk about cleansing, why do we need to cleanse? Well, obviously, we're talking.
Hey, everyone. Sorry about that. We just got kicked off the call.
Oh,
lovely cell connection here.
Yeah, there we go.
Not so lovely, but anyway, continuing. Sorry about that.
So what we were talking about was the reason we need to cleanse. We're in a very toxic world, and we, as Lyme patients and chronically ill patients over the years, we have very sensitive systems, so we need to keep those filters clean. We need to keep ahead of it. Now, everybody else walking around is feeling it, but maybe they have a bit of a stronger system. So while we are well overall from Lyme and all the things that go with it, we realize we have to keep up. And, you know, just I traveled out here a few days ago, and it kicked my butt. So it's just life. It's life happening. So we want to get into this habit of daily good habits, sort of daily cleansing, meaning hydration, et cetera. And we're going to focus a couple times a year on really going deeper on these cleanses. But just really what we want to do overall is start changing some habits. I mean, both Brent and I feel a lot better than we did, so we think we can do things like eat chips or, you know, we kind of slip. You get a little bit cocky, and then it's like, oh, quick reminder of how sensitive our systems are. And later on we're going to ask a guest that we have on the call named Beth Schultz. We met her last program with Lyme Less Live More, who has a very, very good news story about changing your habits, changing your eating habits, and what that can look like. This is not something light and additional to your treatment. It's not like a cute add-on. This is foundational, and this is a treatment, really paying attention to what you're eating, how you're hydrating, et cetera. So do you want to go right into what the cleanse looks like? Or?
Yeah, you know, cleanses, like we're creating here, we've all heard the word cleanse, you know, in terms of like, you know, juice fasting. And there's so many variations of cleanses. I know many people on this call have tried cleanses before or maybe just heard about them and haven't tried them before. And there's a lot of questions around that. Cleansing in this scenario we're putting together, first of all, is an opportunity. We do fall off the wagon. If we start feeling better, we start trying to maybe fall into, you know, so-called bad habits, but, you know, ways we lived before we got ill, and we try to reconnect maybe, you know, by maybe eating poorly or you know, especially relatively with poor living to us now, which is a very small threshold compared to what we used to have. But, you know, when we fall off the wagon, then we start going down again, and this is cleansing is an opportunity to basically hit the reset button on your body and do it in a structured way so that it kind of resets your body's healing system to get back into that upswing of regeneration again. And cleanses, there are a lot of cleanses out there, but a lot of them will have you basically go cold turkey on this, you know, and really it might be too strained on our sensitive systems. And so what we have put together is a way to slowly ramp into a cleanse. There's a lot of preparation that needs to be done before you jump right into maybe some of the deeper aspects of cleanses. So the slow ramp up, preparation, laying some foundational groundwork, and then moving into the deeper cleanses. And that's one reason why we made this 21-day cleanse. And we will also, you know, throughout the cleansing process, explain how this can actually keep extending out and layer in as being part of your everyday lifestyle going forward. So it, you know, can keep going beyond the 21 days into really just, you know, into your full lifestyle.
Yes, that's right. So the other thing I want to add here is we did a program about a year ago, and we've shared that program over this last year, and we just got to a point where we asked, okay, what next? And we looked at each other, what do we need? We need a reboot. We really need to clean the system, everything Brent just said. So this is exciting for us. We're going to be doing this with you. We're going to have the same challenges and the same victories. So that's my favorite part of this, is that we're going to be doing this together. Week one is this week. We're starting this week, and it's the preparation phase. And we are focusing on getting hydrated. We're focusing on fruits and vegetables. Most of us do not eat enough to really start the cleansing process on a daily basis. We are talking about elimination, which is critical to feeling better. Week two, once we get those very simple things down for this week, we're already on the road to cleansing. In week two, we're going to ask that you pull away from those inflammatory foods. We have a list of them, which includes sugar, gluten, and dairy, the top three. So that's going to be a challenging week, but we will have all these things in place, our water, our fiber, our fruits and vegetables, et cetera. And then week three, we're going to talk about how to make this your lifestyle and how to stay with it. Today we have someone on the call with us that's our featured expert this week, and that's Mark Weil. He was very popular in our first series. And I was wondering, Mark, if you wanted to maybe say a few things about what it means to cleanse gently and why that's really important for someone that's been chronically ill.
Well, Dana and Brent, it's good to be with you guys again. And I'm thrilled to help people that are working with chronic disease. I mean, I was unhealthy when I was young. And when I first met Bernard Jensen, he always emphasized, and this is what I teach all the time. I mean, I don't teach my stuff. I teach his stuff with my slant on it. It's a combination of building and cleansing. And a lot of people get so committed to cleansing that they don't remember that they have to be strong to do it, because you're asking your organs to work harder. And that's what a cleanse is doing. It's taking, you know, whether it's liver, kidney, skin, lymph, you're saying, it's time, I would like you guys to kick in and get some of this stuff out, but that's more work. So a lot of what I'm hoping to give in this first week in the talk we did is support so that people can do the job effectively and suffer as little as possible. Because every time I hear about someone saying, I did a cleanse and it was the worst thing I ever experienced, I keep thinking they didn't ever hear what Jensen practically beat into me. I mean, I spent a week with him when I was 21 years old, and he said, if you're not strong enough to do the cleanse, then you have to build into it slowly. And I finally learned that, because there were a couple times I did what everybody wants to do, which is went into a really heavy cleanse, and I felt terrible. I could hardly get off the couch. So I try and teach you from my experiences of, you don't want to suffer that bad. You want to be able to keep a life going. You want to function. And you want to be able to develop the strength in your body to pick up each new challenge. And every cleanse is a challenge.
That's just brilliant. Thank you for that. That's really, really true. And I just want to go back to that. It sounds like it's challenging to cleanse, but it's even more challenging to sit with those toxins and that chronic pain, you know. So there's a hump to get over, but there's just light at the end of that tunnel. There's really a chance for total rejuvenation with this. And another thing, we have a woman named Dr. Terry Walls that we interviewed, who reversed her MS by changing these habits, by including, getting her nutrients from food and not just supplements or meds. So back to your point there, Mark. So this is exactly why we're doing it, to keep strong in the process. So that's why this is not a fast. We are eating, we're going to be eating bounties of food. We're going to make the right choices. And so this first week, we're going to be adding in nourishing foods and adding the water and more fruits and vegetables as a way to sort of kick out the other habits. So you might not feel like those chips as a quick fix, that kind of thing. So thank you for that, Mark. It's so true. And your work with us has just been profound. And we hear that you've changed a lot of people's lives in our last seminar. So thank you. I don't know if we want to go right into some questions.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. Why don't we have Beth talk to us now? Beth Schultz wrote to us saying that she had a great experience with Lyme Lessive More. What did she say there? That was really wonderful. Facebook post, she said that she had been doing a lot of the things that we offered in Lyme Lessive More, but it took her 8 years to get the information that we packaged in 12 interviews. So that just filled our hearts, because that's exactly what we want to do, is condense the information down in a usable format, because, you know, we know what it's like to be a Lyme patient, and there's just, how do you process all this information? We need it in one place with, you know, guides. So, Beth, I understand that you have had an experience with Terry Walls, is one of our speakers coming on next week. I'd love you to just share your Lyme story, your experience with her, and I know you're also a fan of Mark Wilde, so welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. My Lyme story, I got bit by a deer fly 10 years ago. I developed a bullseye rash. I didn't think anything of it because it wasn't a tick. I developed optic neuritis about 6 months later. I was diagnosed with MS within that year. I always tested positive for Lyme disease and was told that we didn't have Lyme disease in Oregon, so I had MS. I spent the first 8 years just fighting the diagnosis and deciding if it was Lyme disease or MS. I did tons of antibiotics, IV antibiotics. It always came back as soon as I got off antibiotics. After about 8 years, I met an iridologist. Iridology, they study the iris in your eye and tell you your past, future, and present health. She was amazing. I'm sorry, was there a question?
That's so great. I love it.
She heals with food. It's what she does. We've changed my diet. I eventually did a big cleanse. We did Colemas, which is kind of an enema, but lots of water. And that really changed my health. I then saw Dr. Wall's TED Talk on TV or online, and I went for it. Within 2 months, I was completely symptom-free.
You were completely what free, Beth?
Symptom-free from my MS.
That's from all these different things you incorporated, and then you worked with Terry Wall to change your diet, which,
yes,
as we've learned the other day in the interview, looks like a whole lot of fruits and vegetables to turn things around. And so you maintain that diet now, is that correct?
Yes, I started in August of last year, and I have never really cheated on it. I just went for it. I have tried to reintroduce things like dairy. It did not work out. Dairy will never be a part of my life besides butter. I do okay with butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't imagine you miss things when you know how bad you're going to feel, or you know how good you're going to feel with the right foods. I think it's just, it changes your whole relationship with the food.
Oh, it does. I feel so good. I can't imagine. I don't need anything else. And I love the taste of vegetables now. I never loved food like I love food now. And
oh,
we eat great.
And what?
We eat fabulous. People think we deprive ourselves. I don't deprive myself. I eat fabulously. Vegetables and fruit, you know?
I know. I was just hearing from Terry in this interview the other day, just the things she was talking about. I'm like, I'm in love with this. What? There's no, you're not deprived. You're full, literally full. And things like chia pudding, that sounds amazing. Like these.
That's exactly right. You know, and there's a little stigma around the word cleansing, and we're trying to reset that, especially for all of us here. It doesn't have to be a painful and horrible thing. Yes, there could be some withdrawal when we start limiting. We're hooked on the gluten and the sugar, and we're pulling out of that. Okay. But you know, these things like drinking more water, you know, eating these right foods. It sounds boring. You've heard it, and it's rudimentary. But we cannot emphasize enough how important that kind of foundational work is. And we've put together something here that's really going to make it more simple for you and really show you the joy and potential that you can get out of it.
Absolutely. And Beth, you're a perfect example, and you're an inspiration to us. So we look forward to having you on our calls. That's another thing we should add here. Twice weekly, we're going to have support calls where we get on with you and we have different subjects. One subject we have next week is, the following week, is Mark David. He's the founder of the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, and he really gets into your relationship with food. I mean, a lot of people have issues around food. We had somebody write in here saying she's literally starving. Food hurts her, and she resents it, and now she just stops eating. So it could start with a physical illness, and then it could turn into something else or vice versa. So it's important to talk about the emotional components. So we're having calls twice weekly for support. And as well, we should let everybody know that this is a 21-day cleanse, but you get the recordings of all these interviews and our calls. So we had someone write in here. Let's see, I can't really find exactly, but who said, I can't make it for this week. Can I start? Where is it? Here we go. Will it work if I start on December 1st? I'm traveling this month. Is that okay? And of course, this is something you can implement at any time. We like to really focus twice a year, fall and spring, but any time for a Lyme patient is a good time to get cleansing. And she was also, this Navneet was also concerned that she did a heavy detox before and she had a lot of herxing and pain, and she asked, is this detox mild? So once again, it's very mild, very gradual, and tons of support. We got Mark Weil coming with us live next week again. So we're going to implement this stuff and then have your questions answered live with Mark next week.
Absolutely. You know, and we know people love, everyone in the community, especially when we did our showcase series in the spring, love the coming together on the weekly calls. We're doing it twice weekly. On Tuesdays we'll be doing our huddle calls where we actually allow the community members to, we bring everyone together and break into small groups, and you guys can talk to each other and share your experiences with each other and make new friends. We get a lot of people writing in saying, I've never even met anyone else who is going through what I'm going through. And I know a lot of good friends came out of that, and people are still in touch even after. So, and then on Thursdays we'll actually have, you know, a more structured Q&A series where we'll have other experts like Mark Weil next week, J.J. Virgin the following week, where they'll actually take your questions directly as well. And speaking of questions, if anyone has questions now, we are taking them live. If you can press 2 on your phone, it'll raise your hand, and we'll select you, and we will we'll let you, you can ask your question live right now. So please press 2 on your phone to raise your hand, and we'll select you. And in the meantime, Dana, while we're waiting for people to raise their hands,
there are some other
writing questions we can start addressing.
There are several questions about coffee enemas, which is interesting because someone has told them to do coffee enemas and a cleanse. And we, in the next 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now actually, we talk about coffee enemas, but we don't feel like coffee enemas are a place to start. Mark Weil goes in depth about enemas and their importance and their use when they're properly used. I don't know, Mark, do you want to say anything about that? Just a quick why enemas,
sure.
why water enemas over coffee enemas in the beginning?
Sure, I'd love to. The general point of view is if you're brand new to cleansing, or you have something really chronic that's giving you a lot of difficulty, a coffee enema is a very good tool, but if it's a graduate tool and you're still on an earlier stage, you could have a bad experience. So if someone ever tries a coffee enema and they have what they think of as a very difficult or uncomfortable experience, I'm like, why don't you back up and start at getting thoroughly comfortable and good results with water enemas. And I have people all the time saying, well, you know, water enemas are not as detailed. It's like, well, you can go watch. I've got free videos on my website telling people how to do enemas the way I was trained. I was trained to do kalemas and colonics. Actually, I was trained with kalemas, which is what Bernard Jensen did. So we were using a bucket of water, and it was a large bucket. Sometimes it was 2 buckets. So when I'm telling people to do enemas with water, and I'm saying it's a 3-3.5-hour procedure with maybe 20 fills and flushes, people look at me like, are you out of your mind? I'm used to just putting in a little bit of coffee in there, waiting a little bit, and getting rid of it. I think the reason people suffer is they're still loaded up in their colons with lots of old fecal matter. They put the coffee in, and now they push a lot of stuff to a colon that's already congested. It's not getting out fast enough, and they have what they think of, and I think is true, an uncomfortable or possibly, and it's not dangerous like life-threatening, but it's a very difficult response. Whereas if we get rid of some of that and we clean out the colon to where it's only water in and water out, almost everyone will say when they do a coffee enema with a clean colon that the coffee enema really kicks and does a really good job for them. So it's not that I'm against them. It's more like figure out the order you need to do it. I also use enemas regularly as the reset when my body's been doing really well and I'm off. I don't have to go into a full-on cleanse. I use an enema as a reset for myself or anyone. So you can use these. You don't have to just wait and do it twice a year as a cleanse.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to talk more next week. I can psychically feel people going, I don't want to do enemas ever. So we'll get into that more next week when we get on the call with you. If you cannot handle an enema, obviously getting yourself hydrated and adding fiber, gentle fiber, and things that can get you moving, so to speak. So thank you, Mark.
Yeah, and just to make a note, you know, there's a whole lot of do's and don'ts, which is the title of the call we did with Mark, the recorded interview we did with him, that's already posted right now in the members area for those of you who are already in the cleanse with us. And Dana and I last night typed it all up too, so it's like a one, you know, actually it's a couple pages.
Yeah.
But all the do's and don'ts for cleansing with Lyme, because there's just so many things to consider, but you know, we've bulleted it all out for you, so it's you can just take the quick snapshots, because there's a lot of ways that we can, you know, take a wrong turn and start feeling worse, and there's some things we can do and emphasize that will help us really feel better through the cleansing process. And again, cleansing process just means we're keeping the toxins flushing out. We're keeping the body nourished, toxins flushed.
And I want to emphasize. Yeah?
Dana, I'd like to add something, because I know there's people that have resistance to enemas. And I would say mm-hmm. that usually the resistance, this is 2 generalizations. One is most guys are the most difficult for getting them to consider it. And I've been able to get more guys to consider it because of a lot of other things. But then there's some other people that are uncomfortable. And I think the reason they're uncomfortable, there can be emotional issues, and those need to be dealt with. But it's because they've not had a good experience of eliminating. So if a lot of people have been either having chronic constipation or chronic diarrhea, their idea of putting water in and getting things out sounds like more uncomfortable. I can tell you, having had had one hemorrhoid surgery and was getting ready for another one, and going only twice a week when I was young, when I was in my 20s, I had very uncomfortable experiences with going to the bathroom. Enemas became very comfortable, and you do not have to suffer when you do an enema. So anyone out there that's thinking about it and says, no, I don't want any more pain, that's partially what I hope people learn, is that you don't have to suffer. It really is not about increasing your pain. It's about decreasing your symptoms and decreasing your pain.
Excellent. Yes.
Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to invite people. We actually have a Facebook group called Bottoms Up, and we are all about enemas, and we are a great group of people with so much support, and there's so much knowledge, and it's just a great group if you want to join us.
I was just going to say that. I was going to make sure that everybody knew that. So that's a Facebook group called Bottoms Up.
Yes. Sarah, our founder, is an amazing resource on enemas.
So good. I mean, it is incredible. We're not going to talk too much more about it. It is incredible how you can go from totally miserable to just lifting your symptoms in an hour, like back pain. Back pain's gone in an hour of enema. So I also want to emphasize here, this program is self-paced and self-regulated, meaning you take it at your own pace. If you're not ready to start giving up the food, you're not eliminating enough to go into the next phase, that's perfectly fine. That's why you have the recording. It's also self-regulated, so you know exactly, okay, I need a little bit less water, I need more water. This is all up to you. And as well, we're going to be eating a lot of food. So think of this as abundance. This is we're not lacking in anything here.
That's absolutely right. And speaking more on this, you know, our self-regulated, self-paced approach, we have, you know, 21 days. We structured it in week one, week two, week three. But you could also, you know, it's also truly structured as phase one, phase two, phase three, where, you know, you'll know, you know, at the end of that first piece, you know, when you're really ready to move into the second. We'll have journaling. We have ways for you to kind of monitor your body to know, you know, the red flags or green flags when you're ready to move on to the next level with us. So it's all in there. So it's very easy to go to be self-regulated and self-paced the way we structure the program. We have a question right here. So somebody's hands up. And again, if you have any questions, want to ask them live to us right now, press 2 on your phone. Your hand will go up and we'll select you. And this is Halimat. I'm sorry if I'm not saying your name correctly.
That's
hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. How
I'm
do you say
here?
Your
name? Hi, it's Halima. The T is silent. It gets you every time.
Oh wow. Okay.
I really appreciate what you're doing. I've been on one of your calls before, and it was huge. It was the speaker mentioned before. A particular protocol we're trying to adhere to is you do this, and your body perks during a cleanse.
Sorry, you were breaking up a little bit there, but did you say what do you do for herxes during a cleanse, or can you herx during a cleanse?
What do you mitigate, you know, your body just going, oh my gosh, wait, I want to hold on to the toxins.
I want to hold on to toxins. I wasn't sure exactly what you said, but Mark, do you want to just say something quickly about you know, the process of, okay, here we go, we've stopped sugar, we've added all these good foods, and our body's kind of kicking into a mode of dumping toxins. What can someone expect? It's all in our program. We want to just make all this information is in our program, so we don't want to share the whole program today because we don't have time. That's why it's a long program. But if you could just say a few words about when the toxins get kicked in, what happens even with Lyme bugs and, you know, the toxins. Anyway, take it away.
Okay. I'd be glad to. And that's why you guys asked me to do what I did, which is, from my point of view, I actually like to prevent herxes because that's usually stressful to the person. So if you do the preparation phase and you do it thoroughly, which, you know, Brent, you emphasize something that I want to follow up on, which is it's a phase. And if you, it could, that phase could take you a month or two. That if you push yourself into a cleanse and you start to hurt, then I would usually back off because your body, you may not like the symptoms. Your body may be having a little difficulty processing that. And if you try and process too much, you could start to move a little backwards for you. And it clearly could affect your daily performance in life. So I'd much rather people do the prep, get all those steps down, and then the herxing goes down to a minimum. And sometimes I can keep it down to zero with people because from my point of view, when you herx, there that's an indicator that your body's saying, could you prep that organ a little bit better? Oh, I'm getting headaches, I'm getting skin problems, I'm getting whatever symptoms. It's like I just say to people, okay, that's now your indicator where we're going to build you up first. And when you do that, the herxing goes away.
Good to know. Yeah. And I think, too, as I've experienced so many times with you, Mark, when we get those toxins moving, the organs are primed, the toxins are moving, those bugs don't have a fighting chance, as, certainly not as much. So
I would agree completely.
Sorry, say that again?
I said I would agree completely.
Yeah. Just our pH changes, you know, there's, we go in depth about this in the cleanse as well.
Holly Ma, did we answer your question?
Did we lose her?
Okay, so if anyone else has any questions, you can press 2 and raise your hand. We don't have anyone else raising hands right now, so this is a great opportunity for you to jump on and ask that burning question you might have about cleansing. Here's someone else. We have Erin, you're on the call.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you for putting this together today. My question is, as we go through the different stages of building and the cleanse, what about those of us that are on things like antifungals or perhaps antibiotics? How does that kind of fit in?
Well, again, we really wanted to create something that can go along with whatever you're doing. So I don't see there's any problem in adding more water, adding more fruits and vegetables, fiber. You can talk to your doctor about enemas if you feel like you need to. I think it's perfectly fine. Maybe Mark can speak to that as well, but we assumed a huge percentage of our audience is on antibiotics. And we also feel like it's almost more critical to get this stuff down, meaning particularly the second week, I mean, first week is crucial, but the second week, removing those foods that could be triggering us all day and triggering inflammation, some autoimmune responses. So I think to answer your question, of course. Mark, do you want to say anything to that?
Sure. The piece I'll add, I have lots of people on medications. Some of them are on multiple medications. And you look at what the medications are handling, whether it's fungals or viral, people are taking all kinds of things. I have HIV patients. I don't have them go off medications. I just want the things to work more efficiently. And if you think about the fact that people are really loaded up with toxins that once they go down, in many cases their medications can be comfortably taken down because they start to, their results test better. So I never take people off the medications. I try and just reduce the reasons that the body needs them. And then their doctors are doing the tests and they're saying, oh, you're testing stronger. Oh, I guess those meds kicked in, and it's like even though they were taking them for 3 years and they never did. And what I'm reminding people of is if you're working in a toxic soup, you're always going to be breeding more junk. So it's like, let's clean up the soup, and suddenly you don't have – I'm not telling you to ever go off medications. Let the doctor or the practitioner see that you're improving, you know you're improving, and then the needs for them start to go away.
Second question is, I know with myself, every year during this time, and I live in Illinois, I start to feel like I'm getting sick again. and at the change of the season. And so I know that, you know, you guys talk about fall and spring cleanses. Why do you think that happens? As far as, you know, feeling on the cusp, so to speak.
Well, I think weather changes, the season of March, take it away. I don't know if you want to add something about parasites.
Sure.
Parasites
are definitely a part of that, but I'm going to add one thing. When people say there's a seasonal variation, I was trained by Jensen and a number of people to think that at the beginning or the end of every season, I could use that as a perfect time to cleanse because my body needs to transition to new foods and my body needs to clear out any of the old stuff. So when people get something near a seasonal change, and it depends on the area because sometimes the temperatures and the seasons change different depending on the part of the country you're in, whether you're latitude or longitude is different. But if you notice that at the end of spring, you might want to do a little bit of a cleanse, maybe not 21 days, just do some enemas, clear yourself out. And then your body gets rid of whatever it was used to processing, creates some new enzymes for digesting new foods, and then you put the new foods in and you're reset to start again. That's usually a great way to start thinking about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's such a great point, and we have put an emphasis on the seasonal foods for the fall and the recipes and the broths that we're showing you guys in the cleanse.
Yeah, we're moving into the colder season, so these are more warming, nourishing foods that are also very cleansing. You know, we might have to save this, but, yeah, we will be talking about parasites. And how parasites can be more active in the fall. We are also going to offer some delicious recipes that are anti-parasitic.
Yeah.
So that's going to also go alongside our cleanse. So think of cleansing and building and moving, changing, and growing. So thank you, everyone, for being on the – oh, we got one more?
We have another call.
Okay, we can squeeze one more in.
All right, thank you, Karen. Jane, you're on the line?
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can. What's your question, Jane? Hi.
Well, my question is similar to the woman who also asked about IV antibiotic use antibiotic use and antifungal use, but I work with a large number of patients who are getting multiple IV infusions weekly and antifungals and whatnot, and they really struggle with trying to get the supplements and the IV antibiotics and the PO antibiotics and all of this stuff together. And I'm just wondering how – it's just overwhelming, as you have stated, to do all of this and to try to maximize your health with all of the wonderful things that you're saying. But how do we help these folks not get so overwhelmed? And is cleansing is the timing of the cleansing – interfering with any of the taking of the antibiotics? That was another question I had. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, your first part of the question, we've been there. I mean, Dan and I have both, you know, 100-plus capsules a day and, you know, the overwhelm of and then feeling poorly and trying to find ways to cook. And, you know, we directly address that. And we've really made a point to keep this simple. And an amazing thing we found is that there is such thing as having a simply organized cleanse that can have a huge impact. We basically found those things that are just little things we can add and really focus on that can have huge impact, and it will minimize the overwhelm.
Absolutely. Great. I mean, things like we talk about it in Mark's interview, things like chewing your food. I mean, we think these things are just way too simple. That could never help me. Chewing your food, getting the right enzymatic ratio going from chewing and breaking down the particles of food so you can absorb it better, so you have the nutrients to fight these bugs. I mean, these are the foundational things, chewing, drinking water, fruits and vegetables, what a concept. And, you know, talking to Terry Walls, she was working in a hospital. She was in a wheelchair with MS. Zero energy. And she just made that commitment. I think that's a big part of it. And then after talking to her, it sounds, her meals sound easier than my crappy meals.
Yeah, we go over and she's like, this is what I do.
Bam.
It can be simple cooking and, you know, simple meals that are super nourishing and that get what we need. I loved her interview when she was getting into even, you know, the difference between food and supplements. You know, we feel like, oh, you got to have the folic acid and the folic acid, and she really broke it down to the food component and how that represents so much more, all the other compounds in food. And it really gives us a better perspective on food and which foods we should be focusing on that can really have some huge impacts.
And I think when we talk about overwhelm with treatments, you know, oh, I got to do this pill, I got to do this, I got to take this injection, that takes a commitment. So this, you have to look at cooking and preparing your food like this is a treatment. This is actually easier than doing injections. Let me tell you.
And more effective.
And it smells better.
Yeah. And it smells better.
Smells beautiful.
And it tastes good.
So there's a pleasure component in there. So I hope we answered your question.
Yeah. I would just like to ask one more thing. If you would direct patients, and I'm a nurse, by the way, who has had Lyme for 23 plus years and recently have been healed of that in the last 2 years. I've tried lots of treatment modalities, but I really have a heart to help these patients who are going through this. Is there a place where you would direct folks to your website where they can easily look at your suggestions and where it kind of hits the highlights of what they need to be focusing on? I think that's the other thing. When they're overwhelmed, they get all this information. They just want some simple steps. How would you address it?
Oh, great. Well, let's see. If they register for this cleanse, they'll have a login, and we call it the members area, and they go into the back, and it has listed, first we watch the Mark Wild video to understand the do's and don'ts, and then we have it printed as well. So we'll have that information. It's all in one place. And we're keeping it very simplified. Like, we're not giving week 2 and week 3 information. We're just taking 1 week at a time. So you have your steps. You know what you need to do. And just adding a few simple things and see those results and then move on to the next. So it's all in one place.
It is. And, you know, the website to sign up for the cleanse, it's just $40, guys. We're keeping it super affordable for everyone. It's like the price of dinner in our restaurant. And this is this is some life-changing information. It's LimeLessLiveMore.com/fall-lime-cleanse. And that is the page where you can sign up. And, you know, if you go to our Facebook page, Lime Less Than More, Facebook page, there's a lot of direct links to signing up as well for the cleanse. And if anyone can't find a link, just email us at livemore@limelesslivemore.com, and we'll send you the sign-up page. So.
Well, what I was just thinking, we're also going to send you a recording of this,
yeah,
of this call, so we can also put a link in there that's a link for you to sign up. As well, our first series was interviews with 12 experts on overcoming Lyme and chronic illness that goes deep into the physical, mental, and emotional, spiritual side. So that's at Lyme, Less, Live More. But we really hope to see you in this cleanse. This is powerful. This is now.
This is now. And you bring up a great, you know, final point as well, where, you know, this is the direction we're moving into. There's so much information out there. You're absolutely right. There's overwhelm. People get this new Facebook feed of the day, and it's telling, oh, what about this? What about this? And we're just really consolidating, you know, chunking down information, something that's actionable that you can start doing right away.
Right.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks for being here. Okay, guys, Mark, Beth, we love you. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you. We'll see you inside.
See you inside, and anyone, we are starting the cleanse today, and it's not too late to sign up. So please, if this is your time to do it and be with us, and we'll talk to you on the calls this week.
Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.